You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
As promised, we have a lovely guest from Office Dog. We have Kane joining us today. How you doing, Kane?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. How are you guys?
Very well, very
well. Really well.
Having a pretty cruisy Thursday. Do you want to give, for anyone who doesn't know Office Dog, a little very, very quick summary about what you guys are about and how long you've been going for?
We're just a three-piece. It's me and my good friends Mitch and Raz. We've been playing together, I don't know, I guess it's been a couple years now. We sort of formed on the tail end of all the COVID stuff, so we spent a while just sort of writing together and not really playing shows. I think it was about the, must have been the end of 2022, we played our first gig, and we actually recorded our first album before that, so yeah, it was great to finally get out and start playing some shows. But yeah, I'd say we've been properly active and playing for a year and a half now, so yeah, a lot's kind of happened in that time, but yeah, it's been really good.
No, that's nice, that's a cool way for it to happen, kind of start out just writing and get to play shows
exactly
later down the line. Now, well, I've got you on today because you've got a new EP coming out, Doggerland, is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so. Totally.
Great name.
Good name. It is a good name.
Amazing name.
So tell us about that. Obviously, we know you've recorded it at Roundhead Studios, so any cool insights from recording there and your experience there would be awesome to tell the listeners.
Yeah. We recorded it pretty quickly after we put out our first album. And originally, Dogland's just an EP, but at the time, we sort of thought it was going to be the start of the second album, but I don't know, for a few reasons it kind of turned into an EP. For one, we've been in this weird label situation where it came out, our first album came out here, and then a few months later in America and Europe, just because we didn't really sign to our second label until right before Spiel came out. So yeah, a lot of things were delayed and it was all a bit messy. Long story short, it was gonna be too soon for a second full length album with our American label, but Flying Nun, local label, they were pretty keen on some new music, so the EP was kind of a nice compromise. It just meant we could get some new music out, which we really wanted to do too. But yeah, it kind of kept our American label happy, because we weren't just, throwing out another one too quickly.
Sure. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's always good to have, once you've got stuff ready to get it out there in the world as soon as you can, really. That's a good compromise.
Yeah, exactly. And now, it also, it was nice because I sort of realized once we made that decision that these songs were really, kind of the time, and it was going to feel a bit strange to sort of almost write to those songs, if that makes sense. Write five or six more that feel like they fit with these. I sort of realized, these seven songs just worked well as a group, and it would be nice to have a fresh start when it comes to album two. So yeah, we recorded it at Roundhead again, just like our first album with D Stevens. And yeah, to be honest, this took we spent longer on this than our first album. We recorded that one very quickly. It was just a couple days pretty much. But I think yeah, we just wanted to experiment a bit more and get away from the more straight rock kind of sound that we started with.
Nice.
So yeah, it was a fun time.
No, that's really cool.
The music video for Intact, the single, is really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
I'd like to talk about that a little bit because it's filmed at the race course by St. Clair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you... I really want to know, did you get permission to do that or did you just, like, walk in and use the space?
Well, my, like, childhood home actually used to back onto that, so I, like, remember it when it was, you know, up and running as, like, an actual thing. I think I saw, like, monster trucks there once or something as well. And I don't know, it's a really strange thing to look at now for me, like seeing it all derelict and there's something really eerie about it anyway. And since I've been spending some like more time down in Dunedin recently, I was like, I kept just sort of driving past it and knew I kind of wanted to film something there but didn't really know what. And I got two really good friends of mine involved, Daniel Blackball and Alex Lovell Smith, and we kind of just we had the spot first and then sort of came up with the concept after that, if that makes sense.
Nice.
So yeah, it's pretty crazy, but and it was also a very hectic shoot. We filmed it about 5 days before the song was meant to come out.
Close to the bone.
It was all very full on, and the weather was definitely not our friend, but we got there. We got there in the end.
No, that's awesome. I mean, Lily, you really like the neon signs.
Yeah, I thought that using like road signs as text was super cool.
Yeah, it was quite funny. Like, we literally hired that from like a traffic management place, and we couldn't program any of the text or anything. We had to kind of tell them what to put into it.
I bet that made for a confusing
And they were quite curious about us, like we were the music video guys. very out of place. I felt very out of place when I went in to drop things back. Let's just say that.
No, that's awesome. That would have been heaps of fun. Now, looking ahead, as you just mentioned, you've got a tour of America, 15 shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. Talk us through that. That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, this all kind of happened through our American label. They have been really keen to get us over because it's always quite strange, like, working with these people who you've never met. Like, obviously, we, like, video call and all that sort of thing, but, yeah, it's going to be really cool to actually go over and meet those guys for the first time properly and for them to see us live. So yeah, they were kind of really pushing for us to do that for a while now. I mean, essentially since we signed to them. But obviously it's not like the simplest thing to do. There's like visas and all that.
Yeah.
But it's also tricky when, you know, no one knows about us there, so it's hard to justify organizing a tour when we might just go and, like, you know, lose a bunch of money and things like that.
Or a bunch of people will discover their next favourite act.
Yeah, and you'll have an absolute blast, you know.
A hectic blast, but a blast nonetheless. Yeah.
Well, the thing with this one is that, like, it makes a lot of sense because we're opening for another band on our label called Nada Surf. And
oh my god, I love Nada Surf.
Yeah,
did
you play Nada Surf?
Yeah, today? That's crazy.
That's wicked.
There you go. So it's going to be a really cool opportunity just to get to play some like really great venues and sort of just like dip our toes in that whole world. And I'm just really excited to see what it does to us as a band.
Because
I guess in the grand scheme of things, we are quite new, you know, like it's only been a couple years max and we haven't actually played a lot of shows. I'm excited to see what playing 15 nights in a row will do to us.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, you know, we'll be feeling really good going into recording our next, like, proper album after all that.
Yeah, for sure.
Totally. Have you got any good luck charms for when you're touring? from experience?
I used to have this little ring that my dad gave me, but I just realized I lost it on my last trip. So
no.
I hope that's not like a bad omen or something. But
I'm touching
sure
so much wood for you right now. I'm really hoping that's not the case. I'm sure it'll be sweet. Best of luck and safest travels for that.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure. And good luck for the release on the 20th of September. That's Doggerland coming out.
Doggerland, you can stream intact now, and you can watch the Sick as Frick music video.
Sick as Frick music
filmed
video.
Filmed right here in little old Dunedin.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much for joining us, Kane.
Thank you, guys.
We're now going to hear the very song in question, the latest single from that upcoming album from Office Dog. This is Intact. You've been listening to Radio 1 on 91 FM.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.